Good morning. I'm going to give a presentation on a scoping study we conducted on looking at alternative approaches to germinating cotton under low moisture conditions. This work is driven by the ongoing drought and the enduring drought in the Texas producing, cotton producing regions of Texas. This drought's been going on for several years and is considered it will continue to go on. The results of this drought can be devastating on stand establishment. And as a result, some growers are taking a look at innovations such as subsurface drip irrigation. This particular slide is a good representation of the pattern that you get from these subsurface applications. And you can see here the drip pipe, and here is the moisture distribution. Cotton has quite a range of water needs throughout the growing season. This morning we heard many different talks about introducing water stress at different points throughout the growth cycle of cotton. We're going to focus, though, on an area that doesn't get much attention. Way back here at the beginning, we got some problems here with this particular approach. First problem is, as you can see, these drip irrigation systems don't help you much with near-surface water conditions. And secondly, the tendency towards hot, dry winds will tend to dry your soil fairly quickly. So we're taking a look at what can we do about this. The net result is some not-so-good stand establishment. So the purpose of this study was to take a look at techniques that we might use to accelerate germination and accelerate seedling taproot elongation. So we took a look at using both normal cotton seeds and de-hulled cotton seeds. A de-hulled cotton seed is one where you remove the seed coat. The seeds were germinated under adequate moisture. For all of these, if your moisture level drops too low, the whole experiment's dead. You're just dead in the water. So you must have adequate moisture to begin with. But we introduced a very severe moisture profile, and I'll show you what that profile was in the next slide, to try to simulate these conditions based on that slide indicating what the profile looks like. And in addition, the media that we grew the seeds in was allowed to dry over the course of the experiment. So this kind of dried things out over a period of 10 to 15 days. And essentially, we're investigating the race against time. The seedling has adequate water at rainfall to begin germination. Then it has to get deep enough to get into the drip irrigation zone. If it doesn't make it, it's shot. So this work was done in our root lab at Phenotype Screening Corporation. What you see here is a depth is a profile of our container. We're investigating 1/2 meter deep. We have an area, this darker area. This picture here is a low energy X-ray image of the container. And the dark area shows you where areas of moisture are. So this is 10% moisture by volume, simulating a recent rainfall. This is a wet zone simulating down 8 inches or so down. The drip irrigation provided water. We did have to continuously add a little bit of makeup water through drip irrigation because we were right at the ragged edge of where seeds would survive this kind of stress. So we had a little bit of makeup water coming through, and you'll see some of that fine water dripping down through what I call the Valley of Death here. And just as a way of giving you some numbers, at the end of the experiment, even though you'll see moisture distribution in this area, it was actually only about 1% moisture by volume. We used seed treatments, commercial seed treatments, on both normal seeds and decorticated seeds. So our samples, we had 32 plants under each one of these different treatments. We had no treatment, and then unfortunately I can only give you commercial treatments by numbers. Our sponsors didn't want to lay out exactly what these formulations were. But we had no treatment, two different commercial treatments, and then one commercial treatment that also included a polymer coating. And the purpose of the polymer coating was to give us a little bit of protection on the decorticated seeds. And I'll talk about the results of that. So these four guys here, we had four cotton seeds per container. This particular X-ray image is 24 hours after we started. So you can see some moisture dripping down through the Valley of Death. And this is going to be just an example of normal seeds under one of the commercial seed treatments, and it's going to show you the progression of the seeds over 15 days. What you will see here is that one of our varieties was able to actually extend its taproot down the full distance and make it through the Valley of Death. One seedling here, even though we were putting some makeup water in there, this area you can see there's not much moisture in there, and we had tip of the primary root desiccate, and that's not good. You're not going to get much progress beyond that. And we had similar situations, but at deeper depths with the two outside seedlings. They would go so far and then die. Once the seed tip dies, the response of the cotton seedling is to generate lateral roots up towards the surface. And with the hot, dry winds and the lack of rainfall, it's a futile effort at survival, because even though you have all your roots out here to get whatever moisture is there, if there's no moisture there, it doesn't help. This is the set of images of the worst case. So this is not the typical case of the decorticated, but it's the worst case, and I just am using it to highlight some of the features of trying to use decorticated seeds. So a couple of things you notice right away. Of course, the most substantial feature is we've lost all gravitropism. The roots actually grew straight up. And the plants unfurled their leaves prematurely below ground. There's no seed coat there to protect and keep those protected and bundled together. But we'll see that that's not all is lost. So let me jump right to the end of the experiment at this point, because we're going to go back now and kind of dissect what happened. I'm going to show in white are the plants that are normal cotton seeds. These were untreated, so this is kind of our baseline. This was 15 days after the start of the experiment, and we just bundled the 32 plants together to get a visual idea of how they looked. And you can see that the normal seeds definitely did better than the decorticated seeds in this experiment. Notice that the commercially treated plants also did better than the controls. So one of the quick conclusions here is even under extreme soil moisture, we can still get some real boost effects through traditional commercial treatments. These treatments were not treatments dedicated specifically to accelerating root growth. And there are lots of products out there that claim to do that, and that may be a part of future work. We did have one commercial treatment that actually was inhibitory on the normal seeds. This was a product that the vendor thought was very good at elongating roots. But it had never been tested in cotton, and this was the first time, and it wasn't so good. The untreated controls are sitting here. They don't look as good as they treated, but notice that the treatment effects were maybe even worse And that's, I think, simply a function of formulations were optimized, assuming a seed coat and a certain amount of product getting into the embryo. And so I think that's just a matter of tweaking the formulations. So hull removal is common practice in downstream cottonseed processing to get out the oils, to use this for feed and other purposes. But the techniques that are used are not optimized for protecting the embryo. The techniques that are used are optimized for high throughput and low manual involvement. And so that's a bit of a problem. Now let's take a look at the cotton seed coats. It's a very simple structure, not a lot of layers, four or five layers worth of cells. The seed coat was investigated back in 1940 by the USDA for its the effect of the seed coat and the anatomy of the seed coat on the on germination in particular. And I just want to bring your attention to two key areas here. You see the palisade layer comes up and doesn't quite meet up here in the chalazal area. There's also an opening here. And something very similar to what you see up here happens down at the micropyle, but they actually touch. But there's still a little bit of an opening down here. So back in the 40s, in 1940, when this paper was produced, am I in a timeout problem?
You're fine.
Okay. They made the observation that they thought these two areas, the micropyle and the chalazal area, were very important in germination, control of germination, and the physiological processes of germination. And they also said that they were convinced that water absorption, gas exchange, and infection, pathogen infection, were also key attributes of these two areas. So one of the things we took a look at was fungal contamination of the decorticated seeds. We didn't see any effect of fungal contamination in our experiment, but our experiment was under very low moisture condition. When we germinated the seeds under our standard germination paper approaches, we found that with that kind of standard moisture conditions, we got very high rates of a fungal infection without surface sterilizing those dehulled seeds. Even with surface sterilizing in a bleach solution for 5 minutes, we still got 10%. So one of the concerns about using decorticated seeds are that they will be much more susceptible to fungus, and that's why fungal treatments are part of the seed treatments that are being used. The internal structure of within the seed, we showed you the seed coat, the husk, which is now just shown here in black. But inside, you see all of these various structures. This is the embryo. And I'm from a maize background. I've done a lot of looking at the internal structure of maize seeds. And this is very different. So I was very confused about what are all these structures, these independent structures sitting out here. And the only thing that's in here is really the radical and the cotyledonal leaves. And all of this individual structure is simply the way the leaves are folded in there and are represented within the embryo. And I'm going to kind of show a couple things here. This is kind of just concentrating on one decorticated, so this is no husk on this particular cotton seed. A lot of moisture here starting out, the black water. And I don't know if I can start and stop it. That's the way I really would like to, but sometimes you can't do it. So this is 8 hours later. It started, and we just put it right in our media and let it go for 8 hours. And what's not obvious, because it happened so fast, is it's swollen. So that's the first process that normally would happen with a normal seed. It was begin imbibing, taking in water, and would swell to about 40% of its size. And that's what it did here. 32 hours into this, the radical is elongating and emerging. I was surprised here that the embryo stayed intact. This is with no seed coat. It's still staying here intact. Now we see that the cotyledon is starting to begin the process of opening up and unfurling. You can see that the ends of the cotyledonal leaves are folded and wrapped up, and we're just watching them kind of unfurl. And then in the last stage, we'll see the two halves actually separate and open up. So all of that structure inside there was just the cotyledons and the radicle and hippocotyl. So now we know what all this stuff is and how it's packed in there. Here's an X-ray image of the seed itself. Notice that this is the husk out here and the embryos inside. The white area is very low density or no material. So this is suggesting that the embryo is kind of free-floating surrounded by very low-density materials, except down here at the micropyle region. You notice that the radicle seems to be in contact, and part of the cotyledonal leaves seem to be directly in contact with the seed husk. So what we think is happening is this is the area during the dehusking process that the seed is the most sensitive to. And we think that much of the damage that we see to decorticated seeds and the poor performance of decorticated seeds is because of damage that's done right here at the radicle and to any cotyledonal leaves that are attached to the testa. I'll show you what happens when the radicle is damaged, but I won't. I don't have good pictures of what happens when the cotyledon is damaged, but what shows up is the leaves unfurl, and you'll see areas of necrosis. And those areas of necrosis, we believe, are where the cotyledon gets chipped or pulled away or damaged in some way. So this is the X-ray image that I had shown you with prematurely opened decorticated seeds and a radicle that's going in the absolutely wrong direction. So we took a look at X-ray images of those seeds, and this is 1, 2, 3, and 4. And in all cases, you can see that down here at the tip, we expect the seed to come to a nice point. And this is decorticated again. Actually, it was cut off. So what we're seeing is that there is no root tip on these guys. The radicle is merely elongating, swelling, and pushing out of the seed coat, but it is not actively multiplying and growing. And it is at the root tip that gravitropism is manifest. So there is no root tip for the gravitropism. This is a very badly damaged one. This one is also badly damaged. The radicle is sticking out, but it's not protected in any way, so we think it was damaged. This is a very subtle damage, and this is a bigger damage, but this one never even germinated. It's sitting here and did not germinate within the 15 days. So the question is, can decortication process be improved? And we took a look at actually hand dehulling the cotton seeds, and we got much better results with the hand dehulling than we got with the machine dehulling. So it is possible, maybe not practical, but possible right now to dehull cotton seeds without doing the severe damage that happens under the machine dehulling. So what conclusions can we make from this work? The first is seed treatments can go a long way in this this particular challenge on improving root elongation. And these are normal seeds. Just the normal seeds showed quite significant boost and vigor effects, even under low moisture conditions. So that suggests that many of the products that are out there that are biostimulants based that purport to work on root elongation might be fruitful areas for us to investigate accelerating germination. The decorticated seeds, however, are much more susceptible to pathogens, and that's why polymer seed coatings were one of the treatments that we investigated to protect them from pathogens. However, the I don't have pictures of it, but the particular polymer coating we used tended to be a little bit sticky and stick to the cotyledonal leaves and didn't break out quite as nice. The husk itself crystallizes after it's done letting the water through and tends to break away a bit cleanly. The polymer coating didn't always do that. The decorticated seeds are going to be much more susceptible to radical and cotyledonal leaf damage, particularly trying to go through planters, seed feeders, those kinds of things. So that's something we need to worry about and make sure our seed coating can protect them. One of the interesting things to me was that the water regulation function of the testa, the controlling of the water, the timing of the water absorption, and the allocation of the water around the embryo, I thought that was going to be much more important. But as you saw from that 8-hour picture, it seemed as if the plant was developing normally, so that the water seemed to go through, structures got swollen, metabolism started. I couldn't see anything that was indicating to me that there was a severe problem in establishing metabolism and early seedling development without the testa being there. And the treatment formulations, I think, will just have to be adjusted because of the fact that the seed coat is not there, and so we're getting a higher concentration of treatments onto the seeds. And I think right now premature leaf unfurling, if they're planted down half inch, quarter inch, which is where we think decorticated seeds might have to be, If they're too shallow, then a good rain could flood them away, carry away the seeds. But if they're a little bit too deep, these leaves will unfurl prematurely and never make it. It almost becomes like a parachute. The hypocotyl can't push and open leaf structure up through the soil. And that's why I think these polymer coatings might be critical for this, to keep the leaves furled until the proper time. That's the end of my talk. Do I have any questions? Yes.
And on your planters, you said there, we have seen down those things, what was the density of that media that you form all the way down?
Yes. The media that we use is not soil, so this is artificial media that we use. The penetration resistance is very close to zero for this media, so it's it does not have the compaction effects that you would see in real soils. Yes, but the density was the same all the way through there. That was approximately 8 inches, 8 to 12 inches. It was a half a meter was the whole container. Yeah, and it's not linear. We see it tend to accelerate as time goes by, as opposed to be a linear development. Thank you very much.